are now listening to WBPPR, Big Pretty Public Radio, on the Perfecta Podcast Network. The following program has been brought to you by Teaspoon Safflower. They say money can't buy you love, but it bought me a radio show. And now, an evening with the authors. I am your host, Dana Glass. Hello and welcome, loyal listeners, to yet another episode of An Evening with the Authors. I am sitting here in the newly renovated? I am sitting here in the newly renovated WBPPR studios with the man who paid for these renovations and decided he was going to be the guest on our show as well as the key sponsor, Mr. Teaspoon Safflower. Mr. Safflower, welcome to the show.
I would say I appreciate you having me, but I would just be speaking to myself.
Right, yes, because you are the person solely funding our program, which has been a bit interesting, is what I will say.
So you don't like the new equipment that I, Teaspoon Safflower, have provided for you?
Well, no, I think the equipment is wonderful. The laptops, the rolling chairs, those boards with the levers and buttons that the producer uses while I speak.
Don't forget about that teleprompter.
Yes, that's not the most used, the sponsor there, your name, each episode that I must say, but also very, very much appreciated.
Well, you're welcome. And I had heard you have fallen on hard times, and I would, you know, I have so much money I don't know what to do with, so I figured now's the time to help a Dana in need.
Oh, well, I didn't see it as such a personal effort. I thought it was more your passion for public radio, but that's okay.
Did you enjoy saying all those things that I made you say? All those sponsorships?
Some of them I enjoyed, some I was neutral upon, and others I felt very strongly against.
Say that one again that I like so well.
The effing oil, the tin foil.
Yeah, the effing oil.
The effing oil.
Have you been using that product?
No, I haven't used tin foil. I didn't even know tin foil was still on the market.
It's effing oil.
Right, effing oil. Teaspoon Safflower's effing oil.
Now, you've been peddling the product. Have you been using the product?
No, I don't use that. That's not the role of the host. The role of the host is to blindly read the notes as they're given.
How are you supposed to give an eloquent presentation of the product if you aren't a user?
Well, it comes up on the teleprompter you've so generously provided, and I just read the words with no preparation.
Have you even used the oil spill fish oil, Teaspoon Safflower's oil spill fish oil?
No, I don't. That's just a supplement.
I want you to drink some now.
I would rather not.
I'm drinking it.
That's what's in that 64-ounce drink?
That's what it is.
I don't want to drink it.
I've been living off of this for the last 3 years. Drink it.
I don't want to drink it.
Dana?
Do I have...
Bernadette? I'm paying you.
Where are you going? Bernadette, my producer Bernadette is leaving the room. That's not good. I'll take the smallest of sips. Oh, that is an oily substance. Oh, my.
That'll put some hair on your chest.
Oh, that's not... Oh, no. Okay. Wow.
Oh, you mean, oh, yes.
It's just coated my entire mouth. It's like an arm is reaching down my throat. Oh, my.
I am a former BP oil executive turned fish oil executive.
fish oil executive.
And olive oil. I said.
And olive oil.
I said, there's oil in them trees. We're going to drill, drill, drill. There was an oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. My bad.
Oh. A motor oil or a vegetable. An olive oil spill?
It was a motor oil.
A motor oil spill.
But I saw all them dead fish floating in the water, and I said, wait. There's oil in them fish. We need to drill. Hence, oil spill fish oil.
Wait, so this is not fish oil, the supplement. This is literally
this is,
oil, motor oil drained from a fish.
This is fish oil from fish who died in an oil spill.
Oh no. I feel sick.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's what I said, turning the negatives into a positive.
Oh.
We're here.
I have been a vegetarian.
That's what I'm doing here.
As long as anyone will let me talk about it. And oh my, this is not going to be good for me.
That's what I'm doing here. Your radio program is a dead fish in an oil spill, and I'm drilling it.
Well, how exactly do you drill a public funded radio program?
It's no longer public.
We are Big Pretty Public Radio, WBPPR.
Oh, no, sir. You have not gotten the court documents from my attorneys.
What are we talking about? Where is Bernadette? What court documents? Marley?
Well, it's more just documents of transfer.
Marley, intern Marley, okay, bringing me, what is this?
You know, there's a loophole in several laws where private institutions can come in and take over public institutions.
No. Oh, God.
Yeah. I am not.
You own. No.
I am not only your only sponsor. I am your boss, and I want you to say it.
You want me to say what?
I am your boss.
You want me to tell you I'm your boss?
I've listened to these radio programs where you have talked, promoted my product with an air of disdain.
I wouldn't call it disdain. I would call it a lack of enthusiasm. But what is... You're changing the call letters?
Yes. And could you say those out loud for me? Maybe we'll say them together.
Where? Let me see. No.
Boobies.
Boobies.
Poop.
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 Poop again.
Refry.
Refry. WBPPR.
Boobies.
Poop. 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 Refry. This is... Oh, no. I don't even know if you can say those on the radio.
Do you know why I chose those words?
I could not possibly fathom why you would choose those words.
Because why not, so?
Well, because they're offensive. They don't go together. One of them is a repeated word.
Dana, I almost died because of this radio program.
How is that even possible?
Well, I was riding passenger on my private jet.
Okay.
My pilot's flying through the air very fast. Very fast.
Okay.
There was an interruption from the radio. And lo and behold, your program came on and interfered with the radio in which he talks to the...
How is this our fault? That sounds like a problem in the airwaves. That's something you could take up with, I don't know, who, air traffic control? Surely there's some sort of government committee that looks over these things. How is that the fault of this program?
Well, I'll tell you why, because none of the other radio programs interfered with the destination. I was 5 minutes late, and I lost out on a very small deal, but still a deal.
And because of this, you began spending more money to force me to say ridiculous product plugs on air, and now you sit face to face to gloat? I'm not sure I'm following this.
Oh, Oh, you're mistaken. This is not gloating. This is just being present. I'm just here and telling you the facts. But what are facts?
Mister, facts are things that can be proven, truths.
Facts can be manipulated.
That's not, no, the facts are what facts are. Graphs are graphs, numbers are numbers. Sir, I
appreciate you calling me, sir.
My life is a bad life. And I've tried to find the silver lining. I've not very successfully, and generally I have not really looked that hard. But sometimes things look up, like when you get a new studio and you don't ask any questions, and then slowly your life is taken over by a malevolent man in a cowboy hat, and then you find out that you have to interview cartoonish characters, and then he comes face to face with you and tells you that he's bought out the only thing that you possibly care about because your program interfere. Oh, I don't like this. I don't like me, but I don't think I like you.
Well, now look around you and look at all these fine things that I've given you. Why would I give you all these things?
Because you're generous, because you believe in our program, you believe in literature.
Oh, I believe in a lot of things.
I cannot even imagine what that means.
What are beliefs, though? What are beliefs?
Beliefs are truths that you hold, that you have faith in.
And are these truths temporary?
I mean, I guess, I don't know.
And can they be persuaded?
Can a truth be persuaded? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I understand the question.
Well, I'm here to tell you that the truth can be persuaded.
Is that the truth? Am I being persuaded?
Is that the truth?
That's what I asked you.
That is the question.
By sending questions to my questions, we're not getting any answers.
Is that the answer you're looking for?
No, it's another question. Can a question be an answer? You answered as a question. Your answer was a question. Is that a truth?
I find that the truth lies in question.
So you're saying you don't need answers as long as you're asking questions?
As long as you're asking questions, then the truth therein resides.
Is this a riddle? If I say your name backwards, will you disappear?
You can say my name backwards.
Flower. I'm going to have to write this down so I can see.
Saflower.
Rabrum flasum fum tis.
As you can see, I have not dispersed.
No, you're still here. I think I may be having a stroke, however. Where is Bernadette? Why am I alone in here? Marley? Intern Marley.
I told Bernadette that she can travel on for the day.
But who's going to slide those things on the board? I wish we had live callers, right? I wish there was actually any. I feel trapped. It's hot. Is it hot in here?
My pilot is taking over for Bernadette. You can see.
No, he's drinking. We're not supposed to drink. That is a rule I do know.
That is a teaspoon safflowers, alcoholic olive oil, which you will be promoting on the next show.
Alcoholic olive oil. I don't want to promote that. I don't want to do this. Why? I'm supposed to be speaking to authors. I'm supposed to be... Have you written anything?
Oh, I have certainly written several contracts.
No, I was really ready to follow that thread, but contracts I don't think are going to qualify here.
Why don't you read through the one that I wrote there?
I don't want attorney. To. I already said the words boob, and I said poop more than once. I don't...
Say it again, but like it, Dana. Say it again, but like it.
Do I have to?
I am your boss.
Was it boobies or boobs? What page was that on?
Page 17.
You want me to say this whole quote here? You are now listening to WBPPR. Boobies, poop... Poop. I'm not doing this.
Refried. Say refried.
You are now listening to boobies, poop. I didn't say the call letters beforehand. Let me get in my headspace here. Let me have another drink here. Why did I drink that again? Oh, God.
It's growing on you.
You are now listening to WBPPR. Boobies Poop, Poop Refried. No, I don't feel good about this.
It just rolls off the tongue.
It does not. It's clunky.
It rolls off the tongue. It's brilliant. It was my own creation.
I mean, I'm not happy about
this. I laughed about it for about 4 minutes.
Can we talk about something else? I would assume that you came on here for an interview. I've done these interviews many, many times. I feel that I am good at it. We could talk about your childhood. We could talk about what possibly could have happened in your life to make you the kind of person that you are. Where did you grow up, Mr. Teaspoon Safflower?
Do you really want to know this?
I do not, but I feel that we should be doing something with our time.
I grew up in Plano, Texas. I am the youngest of four.
Mm-hmm.
I am the richest of four.
Okay. Was this inherited money, or did you make this money yourself?
I invested wisely growing up.
So how does a child invest?
Well, there's such thing as the stock market.
As a child? I still don't know exactly how the stock market works.
Why, yes. You buy and you wait. And you buy and you wait. And you manipulate.
This is just flooding back the emotions of what we've previously talked about. You were a child. You invested money. At some point, I would assume you were a young man who attended a university. Where did you attend university?
Well, I attended several universities. Brown, Yale.
Why both?
Well, I had the money. I had the time. I'd already made a fortune before I even got to college, so.
So what did you major in at these?
Honestly, I can't remember.
You went to Yale and Brown and you cannot remember.
Remember what I mean, at that point it didn't matter because I basically paid my way through 4.0.
No, I attended a community college where I earned a 3.3 and I worked so hard to obtain that.
Well, I worked hard beforehand, so I didn't have to work hard in college, and so
you worked hard. You had enough money to invest in the stock market when you were a child. How do you consider that hard work?
You know, oil comes up from out of the ground. My investments led to oil rigs, which led to BP, British Petroleum, buying me out, which led to me becoming an executive within BP, and then I went to college.
And then you, oh my God. Okay, so then after being a young man, we'll say that you were a middle young man, and why have you decided to exploit? Couldn't you have done something to help people? Couldn't you have done something noble, like enter into politics where you can create policies that benefit people and tell them what they can and cannot do for the betterment of themselves since they don't know how to make decisions?
Oh, you don't think I'm involved in politics?
Well, I would assume by that answer that you are very much involved in politics.
That answer, which was a question.
It was. Yeah, you may have something there with the questions. Imagine all the things I could have kept from disclosing to people if I just asked questions back. Oh, I should not have been so honest. Look where it has gotten me. Sitting across the room from a man who has contempt for me, and I think I also have contempt for him. I'm not one to stand up for myself, but I am feeling very much like at least sitting upright for myself and telling you, Mr. Safflower, I think that what you've done here is petty. I think it is vindictive. I think that I and the rest of the staff here are simple casualties in a war you are waging against anything that disturbs your life. And I don't know if I can continue hosting this program if you are going to continue to meddle. Is that okay that I said that to you?
Well, is anything other than your virtues all right?
Is anything other than my virtues all right?
In your opinion.
Is anything other than my virtues all right?
Is it?
I just said this. I tried. I said just the same question, but made it sound more like a... It actually sounded like Jerry Seinfeld.
You got higher pitch there, and I guess that's the next.
Look, sir, I just need to know. You now own the station. You now own the show. Will I be able to go about my business presenting the greatest works of today's greatest authors?
Now, I believe that is entirely up to you, Dana Glass.
How is this up to me? Because it seems like it's entirely up to you, if I'm being honest.
Now, have I told you that you cannot come in here and perform your duties as assigned?
No, you have not told me that. But you have sent forth many, many restrictions on what I can and cannot talk about. You have chosen who I can interview. You have put your own name in the show repeatedly. And look, this is a very long list of words I can no longer say on the show. And it doesn't seem to be any reason other than to make it harder for me to compose a sentence.
Now, you just said reason, and if you look on page 12 there.
Yeah, okay.
That's a word that you cannot say.
Loyal listeners of Boobies Poop Refried, I would like to retract a word I used a moment ago, the R word, which that... If you're only listening to this part of it, it really makes me look bad. But, sir, I just want to present readings free of restriction.
Now, I am going to have a chief executive officer here to as I have many important things and I won't be able to be here, who will be coming in and through the FedEx, and he through a cage will guide you.
Wait, a person is being FedExed here?
No, not a person. It's a rooster.
A rooster.
A rooster is going to be your boss, and you will need to do all that that rooster tells you. That rooster's name is Cliff, and you will respect Cliff.
Does he speak English?
He speaks in the morning, and he speaks loud, and you need to listen, and you need to do what he says. And if you don't do what he says, then Cliff and I will have to just decide whether or not you're right for this program. Now, Cliff has been involved in many hostile takeovers and many... non-threatening takeovers, and he is my most trusted confidant.
I can't do this. I cannot do this. I did not get into public radio to make a living wage or to be controlled. I can't believe I'm doing this.
It's private radio. It was public.
I'm done.
And now it's private.
I'm done. I'm leaving. I quit. I'm done. I quit. Loyal listeners, I am so sorry. I'm leaving. I will not work for a rooster. I've worked for many birds. I draw the line at a rooster. I'm done.
Now, where are you going? You're walking away on me, are you? Oh, I see how it is. All right, well, I guess this is my radio program now. You are now listening to Teaspoon Safflowers, Boobies Poop Refried broadcast, coming to you live from inside this studio that I purchased. I guess now is the time for me to sit in silence and let you all listeners think about the bad things that you have done. Are you thinking, listener? Now you think about the questions you need to ask yourself, which are answers. Think about the oil that you want to consume. My oil, teaspoon, safflowers, motor spill, motor oil, olive oil, teaspoon, safflowers, oil spill, fish oil, teaspoon, safflowers, effing oil. Next week on the program, we will have, I guess I'll be here again. I don't have anything else to do. I guess I'll be interviewing some people, people that are in my life. So until then, this is Teaspoon Safflower signing off from WBPPR. Boobies poop, poop refried.